Okay, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be digging a little bit deeper into one of the features that was recently announced at Microsoft Ignite. We talked about it in episode 70, but we're going to dig a little bit deeper into Microsoft Teams templates. You know, what they are, how to manage them, some governance, and then how you can utilize them from a programmatic perspective. So, Curtis, why don't you lead us off?
Sure. Thanks, Habib. So, yeah, Teams templates, they talked about it a lot at Ignite. And really, this is meant to help a team get up and running quicker. So you can have pre-built definitions of a team structure, and you can design it for a specific purpose, business need or project. And so you can define a template, which by definition can have, you know, pre-built channels. You can add apps to the template. So when the team is instantiated with that template, they'll get all the channels in the apps. And part of rolling this out, Microsoft included a bunch of pre-built templates, things like, you know, just looking at right now, my Teams Admin Center, adopt Office 365, which is meant to help build, grow, and sustain community rollout of Teams. Things like pre-built or pre-channels, pre-assigned for announcements, Teams forums, calendar. And then when you look at other templates, there's ones for the different verticals, several relating to the healthcare industry, things like collaborate on patient care, you know, for financial, collaborate in a bank branch. There's things like coordinate incidents response. So these can really be a good way to customize a team, a pre-built team, to get users up and running for a very specific purpose. And when you create a new one, you can start brand new and create a template just with the specific channels, apps, and tabs that you want, or you can base it off an existing template. And you should also note that when a new team is created in the Teams client, the end user can actually select a template there. So in a nutshell, that's sort of what they are. Habib, why don't you talk a bit about the manageability of them?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one thing to first note from a manageability perspective is, you know, as Kurt mentioned, there's a lot of default ones that Microsoft provides. The one major thing is those default ones cannot be removed from within your tenant. You cannot edit or modify them at all. You can, however, duplicate them. So if you like the, I guess, some of the things that are contained within the template itself, then you can duplicate it and make some modifications from your perspective, which better suits your organization. There's three ways to create a new template if you wanted to. One is you can just start out with a brand new template where you can specify the appropriate locale, you know, some, you know, the short name description, long name description. And then you have the ability to add the multiple channels, add apps, and then tabulate the apps within the channels themselves. Alternately, the other option is you can just use an existing team as a template. So if you already have an existing team that you've been utilizing, and you like the look and feel and the configuration of how that is, you can use that one. And then the third one is starting from a template, a Microsoft Teams template, the out-of-the-box provided ones. So if you dig a little bit deeper into some of them, like for instance, managing an event, it contains multiple channels, probably about like about 7 or 8, but in there it has different tabs. So for instance, the general tab, general channel has a tab for a OneNote. It also has a planner tab, you know, video overview for YouTube, etc. So there's a few different things that you can have within the channels there, and you can specify which channels you want to be shown by default or not, right? So from that perspective, it's pretty Pretty straightforward to set up and configure them and deploy them. It's enabled by default within your organization. So if you have the ability to create a team, you have the ability to select from the template list, whether it's the Microsoft provided one or the ones that you've created. So that being said, Dino, why don't you maybe talk to us a little bit how the governance comes into play?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. So these templates are really great, but and there's the caveat here, of course. For these to work, the group creation must be enabled in Azure and Teams. So basically, when you roll out the Teams service in your tenant, anybody can create a team, which is great for smaller organizations, even some mid-sized companies. But for some larger organizations, they typically want to restrict group creation, which means the end users can't create teams. When they launch the Teams client, they don't see that create a team option because it's been purposely turned off for them. So we could use governance controls here in Office 365. They offer facilities to do to restrict, you know, creation of teams by names and different things. You can put certain keywords in, checks and balances. But I'm, you know, typically what I'm seeing is that these orgs are creating a gating process for teams creation. So they created a flow or a power app where users hit a site and they can fill in a bunch of information about what they're looking to do in terms of a teams creation. And that request would go back to a help desk agent and they would create the team. That typically what happens is that there's some checks that happen by the help desks, and most of the time it's automated as well in the back end. So they'll look at naming, the ownership, like do they have enough owners? Is another team already exist with that name or that function? So, this is one of the things we need to consider. So, you know, in these cases, the templates, what I think might be a good idea is that process for users to create teams, and maybe there's a bit of a education that happens that the templates can be documented. So this way, at least there's awareness of them. And if somebody says, hey, I really like that one template on running a project, then they can ask for that specifically. And so when it got to the help desk agent, they would be able to deploy the team with that by using that template. So I think that would be a decent compromise in that situation. With that, I'm going to pass it over to Michael, and I think he's going to talk a little bit about some of the automation and graph capabilities with templates.
Thanks, Dino. Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. Like, well, a lot of enterprises that I work with, they have that gating process, and they've kind of built out some extensibility using Microsoft Graph to create teams either via Power App or maybe Power Automate with some forms or maybe a help desk ticket. Maybe even a third party. So I think this will definitely simplify, organizations building this out. You know, when you're building something with Graph, you have to, create all the JSON for creating the team and then creating the channels and setting the settings and adding the apps. So this will simplify it because now admins can go into the Teams admin center, create a net new template or, create one from one of the Microsoft ones, duplicate it or even use the ones right out that Microsoft has out of the box. Now you can just adjust your calls to Graph. It is a beta endpoint right now, but it's the same endpoint that you would have been using kind of with the older templates where around education, retail, and healthcare. It's built on that same mechanism. So you call that Graph endpoint, which is on the beta endpoint right now, and you would specify the template ID. And then based on that, that would provision that team with that template. And so note a few key caveats is currently templates don't support private channels. And so there's going to be a lot more functionality coming down the road. So definitely, monitor the endpoint as it moves from beta to GA and as Microsoft adds more functionality. But the beauty is now you can kind of build the structure of the hierarchy of your team Do a simple call to that, but now you can do your other calls to say maybe you have a document repository to bring in template documents for maybe a PMO office or maybe projects or something like that. So I think you can use this in tandem to simplify some of that process as you're building out these solutions. But maybe I'll throw it back to Adam.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's, really important just to understand a lot of the different aspects about the templates, you know, especially on the governance and how you can configure them and even utilizing the automation side of things. So it's really good. I think that's it for our episode. I think, we just wanted to quickly give a quick shout out to this feature and some of the things that you should think about when you're utilizing Microsoft Teams templates. So thanks, everyone, for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks. See you later.